Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
You can't read many Psalms without realizing we're in a battle, and our souls are the prize for which the enemy combatants fight. Psalm 64 is no different. There are two distinct approaches of the enemy. In one case, it's close combat. In fact, it's the sword play of tongues. And you can't get any closer than that. Yes, they, quote, sharpen their tongue like a sword. Psalm 64, verse 3. And many an honest man has been attacked, up close and personal, by those he's taken into his confidence. But there's another tactic, surreptitiously shooting at people from a distance. In this case, arrows are flying both ways. Quote, hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who bend their bows to shoot their arrows. Bitter words. Psalm 64, verses 2 and 3. In fact, they, quote, shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. Verse 4. Quote, but God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So he will make them stumble over their own tongue. Verses 7 and 8. This is often the shock of such an attack. It's so sudden and unexpected. Remarkably, not only the enemies who initially, quote, do not fear, lay down their bows when overwhelmed by heaven's assault, but God only has to use one arrow. As a result, quote, all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider his doing. Verse 9. Amazing, isn't it? With one arrow, he defeats the whole lot of them, then captures everyone who hears about the battle's results. Those who, quote, stumble over their own tongue, verse 8, become a laughable lesson to the world that not respecting God is a self-inflicted and deadly wound. By contrast, quote, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Verse 10.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.